This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Phone call between President Biden and Israel's Prime Minister.
The President laid out his significant concerns.
A spring nor'easter.
It is the start of April, and, you know, the weather is unpredictable.
Looking for Taiwan earthquake survivors.
Search teams scouring through landslides.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Breaking news in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, a city packed with spring breakers, a crane collapses on a bridge span. One person is dead after falling off the side of a building, and at least three others have been injured. Fort Lauderdale Fire Chief Stephen Golan.
At the time that was taking place, they were stepping the crane to add those sectional pieces in to elevate the crane as the building was going higher.
President Biden issues a warning to Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu in their first call since this week's deaths of seven World Central Kitchen Aid workers in Gaza. CBS's Linda Kenyon at the White House.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the president told Netanyahu Israel must take concrete, measurable steps to ensure the safety of Palestinian civilians and aid workers and to address humanitarian suffering. And if it does not,
U.S. policy with respect to Gaza will be determined by our assessment of Israel's immediate action on these steps.
Emphasizing time is short, and that determination will be made in a matter of hours and days. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, The White House.
Jacob Flickinger, a dual American-Canadian citizen, was among the seven aid workers killed. Flickinger's father tells CBS Mornings that he and his wife have not heard from the Israeli government.
We know that the convoy that was attacked by the IDF was in a deconflicted zone. We know that they were cleared. Israel has very strict restrictions on any movement through that zone.
The Israeli military says it was a tragic mistake. Instead of crisp air and birds chirping, a spring nor'easter is hammering the Northeast with heavy snow, rain, and high winds. Some northern areas are expected to get up to 2 feet of snow. In Freeport,
Maine, it's awful. When we wanted it in December, we never got it, and now it's like never ending.
Rain and high winds have pounded New York and New Jersey and caused power outages. Severe weather is blamed for at least four deaths in Pennsylvania, Kentucky, and Oklahoma. In Taiwan, where a 7.4 magnitude quake has killed at least 10 people, rescue crews find dozens of survivors trapped in a tunnel. But as CBS's Ian Lee reports,
one video shows rescue crews walking through a valley as rocks were still falling. Another showed miners stranded on a cliff after the tremor destroyed roads leading to them. There are reports that scores of people are trapped at remote hotels.
On Wall Street, stocks plunge on inflation concerns and tomorrow's jobs report. The Dow tumbled 540 points. Now this.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
A federal judge in Florida denies former President Donald Trump's motion to dismiss the classified documents indictment against him under the Presidential Records Act. CBS's Robert Legarry.
The former president argued that this 1970s-era law precluded him from being prosecuted because it said that as president, he had the authority to declare any document as either official and falling under the government, the auspices of the federal government, or private and under his own property and control. The judge here said that there's no basis based on the evidence that she has seen to dismiss this in the pre-trial stage.
Also today, a judge has rejected Trump's challenge to the Georgia 2020 election case on free speech grounds. Today marks 56 years since the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. A crowd gathered in Atlanta at the King Center Freedom Plaza for a wreath-laying and prayer service led by King's youngest child, the Reverend Bernice King. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. A drug for ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease will be pulled from the market by its manufacturer, CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
Neither the FDA nor two separate groups of independent external advisors found Relyvrio to be effective in helping ALS patients live longer or slow the progression of the disease.
Medical experts are warning of a huge increase in prostate cancer cases.
With the population aging and living longer, there could be a doubling of prostate cancer cases worldwide between now and 2040. That's the conclusion of a new report in The Lancet, a peer-reviewed medical journal. There is hope, though, for men with prostate cancer.
When really selecting the prostate cancers that need to be treated that are still confined to the prostate, men have really good outcomes and really good long-term cure rate.
Dr. Brandon Mahal is with the Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center at the University of Miami in South Florida. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
A social media platform is backtracking on its own policy. CBS's Monica Rix.
X has started restoring blue checks to some of its users, and it's causing some confusion online. Elon Musk stripped many accounts of verification badges last year unless users were super famous or paid for one. Now they're reappearing for free, but only for accounts with more than 2,500 verified followers. Musk bought the platform in 2022 and said the paid premium was a way to make up for the platform's massive losses. Blue checks typically cost $8 a month. Monica Rix, CBS News.
It appears to be the largest heist in Los Angeles history. A law enforcement source confirms to CBS that it took place at the global cash management and security company GardaWorld. The amount of cash stolen could be as much as $30 million. The FBI and LA Police Department are searching for suspects. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Thursday, April 4th, 2024. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.